Here's today's top stories. Mayor Rahm Emanuel traveled to New York for official business and to meet with the president-elect Donald Trump. It was a cordial meeting, and Emanuel said he spoke about being a sanctuary city for immigrants. At the same time, Chicago was finally taking down the honorary Trump street sign next to the Trump Tower. So was this just a weird diversion, like a slapstick comedy? You know what? I'll meet with him. I'll distract him from reading Breitbart, and you guys take down the sign. Well, hopefully the mayor made a good impression for all of the city, but something tells me this was less about Chicago and more about him. I've been a mayor. I've worked in Congress. I play bass on the side. I can do whatever you like, sir. President-elect Donald Trump chose Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt as his nominee for the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. The only problem is that Pruitt is suing the current Environmental Protection Agency for the Clean Power Plan, and he is an unabashed climate change denier. Not exactly who you'd want running our environmental policy, but then again, that's what Trump promised, right? I think that was the slogan. Trump, not exactly who you want running things. What does it mean? Well, it means a huge win for coal and oil, two industries that Pruitt aligns himself with. This, of course, all happened after Al Gore met with Trump at the White House yesterday. So something tells me that Gore pulled out the old PowerPoint and Trump nodded off, much like the country did when Gore ran for president. Also, John Kelly nominated to run Homeland Security. He pledged to keep Guantanamo Bay open, and he's pushed back against women in combat. Oh, that's okay. And rounding out today's dream team, Trump appoints Linda McMahon to head the Small Business Administration. McMahon runs the WWE with husband Vince McMahon, and she gave millions to Trump during his campaign. I mean, small business development's always been known as the suplex of economics, so no, it hasn't. This is just pay to play. Okay, got it. Making sure. But Wall Street doesn't seem to mind. The Dow closed today at the highest point since the election, actually the 12th record day since early November. So, you know what? Who cares about the planet? Who cares about torture? Who cares about small business cage matches? We've got stocks, and that's the one thing you can take with you. Oh, you can't? Really? It's all fake? It's not real? Oh, great. Scientists are working on a robot primate that can jump higher than any other living species. Yep, more than a monkey, more than a frog, more than a kangaroo. And sometimes I feel like I'm the only one who has ever watched sci-fi. Why in God's name would you invent that? Right? I mean, has anybody seen Starship Troopers? This is going to end bad. It's going to end with these jumping things coming down and drilling holes in our head. No? Seriously, Sci-Fi Channel, watch. Some scientist is on the hook for this. In weather, it's cold. Yesterday, I tried to walk about 8 blocks without a coat. That experience is going to haunt my dreams forever. In sports, a day after the Chris Sale trade and the White Sox are not done, they continue to overhaul the team by sending outfielder Adam Eaton to the Nationals for highly touted prospect Lucas Giolito. And change. There's change, too. Huge. They have moved Chris Sale and Adam Eaton for two of the best prospects in baseball. I love it. Don't stop, Rick. Keep it going, Kenny. I'm excited about these moves. Yes, Chris Sale, great pitcher, one of the best in baseball. But at the same time, he kind of made it pretty clear he didn't want to play for the White Sox. Yoel Moncada, the big prospect from Boston, talked to the media today, saying he's hoping to be with the White Sox for a long time, and he'll play anywhere, and he hates kids in the locker room, and he doesn't own scissors. So, already an upgrade. Come on, now you got to trade Todd Frazier for Yasiel Puig. Yes, to the Dodgers. Imagine Puig on the South Side, hitting late inning bombs and making huge errors, all the while sporting a cool millennial haircut. We got to have him. He does customized shoes. So cool. Doesn't mind getting fined. On the North Side, the dismantling has begun. I kid. Jorge Soler was traded straight up for the Royals closer Wade Davis. Davis has been a great relief pitcher for Kansas City, and he gives the Cubs some much-needed bullpen depth. This also means no more chapstick. Aroldis Chapman will probably sign with the Yankees again, because I guess that's what you do. And Soler makes room for Kyle Schwarber to take over left field. Or is it Zorro, Ben Zobrist? Or AA, Albert Almora Jr.? John Jay? I know he's in the mix. Really, they still got some work to do out there. Something tells me there's going to be a lot of early season back injuries. 15-day DL. Ugh. I call that the Soler. I think there's something wrong with Soler's hammy. No, there's not, coach. It's fine. Hey, you're on the bench. The Blackhawks won without Jonathan Toews and Corey Crawford. They blanked the Yotes last night. God, they're too good this year. They really are. They're back on the ice on Friday. The Bulls lost for the third straight time last night to Detroit. Not good. The Bulls sit at 11-10 on the season. Really? All that fun basketball and we're one game above 500? And to make matters worse, essentially every team in the Central without LeBron James is within one game of each other. So like I said all along, the NBA, it really doesn't start till after Christmas. And in football, the Bears get ready for the NFC North leading Lions in Detroit. Unnamed sources say there's a rift between defensive coordinator Vic Fangio and head coach John Fox, and that Fangio will most likely be gone next year, although everybody, including Fangio, denies it. You know what? Here's the idea of the year. Let's get rid of everybody. Cool? No, I think we should get Ron Rivera. They're terrible in Carolina. Maybe they'll make the mistake to fire Ron Rivera and he can come here and we can get all 85 Bears up in here again. That's the Chicago Bears way, right? When in doubt, go 85 Bears. And finally tonight, a new study says that if you have an optimistic outlook on life, you will live longer. Women who were more positive were less likely to have life-threatening diseases like cancer or stroke. Nah, you know what? I'm just not buying it. Everything in this world is wrong, and I just... life is great! I guess it's true. Whew! Well, that's the carryout for December 7, 2016. Hey, it's your lucky day. For a limited time, we're giving away 2 to 3 wet naps for every order. Hey, life's sloppy. You're welcome.